Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
78-4, you're telling me people wouldn't pick the Cavs to beat the Celtics?
78-4 and just dominating along the way. Now, Oklahoma City's the only team with a better point differential than us, I think, right now. But there are other statistical numbers that show we're the best team. Either way, it's either the Cavs or Oklahoma City.
Should I take
this
that as a disrespect? Because I didn't think yesterday, you know, you and I spent a segment talking about, I go, I don't think they're disrespected. I think that the league is disrespected in a lot of ways because I think fans are, I think the pundits are bored to tears. So they're finding bad things to say about the league. I do think that there is there's a plethora of three-pointers. If I was joining from a 30,000 feet, I'd say, yeah, you know, that's kind of a lot. I don't know if we should allow hand-checking or maybe change the three-point line or anything like that. But the Cavs are taking advantage of it. They're the best shooting team in the league. They're fantastic. I'm a Cavs fan. My team's kicking ass, so I don't care about those things. But when I hear that from Justin, not that Justin's disrespecting the Cavs. Justin really likes them. But when I'm hearing my 31-4 team, no matter their record, would be underdogs against the Celtics, well, something's got to change.
Well, so admittedly, this is coming...
I know they're the defending champions, but come on.
Yeah, man. Admittedly, this is coming from me, who has said that the Celtics have the most perfect roster in this era of basketball with the apron rules and all of that. To me, they have the best, most complete roster. Man, the Cavs roster now, with the way that Evan Mobley and Darius Garland are playing, looks pretty damn good.
It does.
There are going to be some questions about what the rotation will be like come playoff time, because you're going to be in tougher games. You're not just going to play your starters 30 minutes and play 12 guys. That's just not happening against good teams.
Do you think the Cavs are disrespected? 216-474 to below 92.
So it's also a league in which we have always been later to the party on teams. We never like saying that a team is that the team, we like saying, hey, this team's up and coming. We never like to just fully say this team is unless it's a wide open year. You know, that 2015 Golden State team, remember that was LeBron's first year back. Golden State hadn't won it yet. Remember, Steve Kerr was their coach, and they had evolved their style of play and everything. But that was the end of the Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs run. So it was kind of a wide open league. Yeah. So it was a little different. I see people comparing this year to that year, and they're saying, why can't we be the Warriors of that year?
Well, you can be.
I also think part of it is that year the Warriors were doing something that no other teams were doing. In the three-point shooting. Now every team is shooting a ton of threes. There is no stylistic difference, it seems, at the top with the teams. Other than maybe you'd say, all right, Cavs are more unselfish than all the other teams, which we are. Mm-hmm. We are moving the basketball at light speed. It's awesome to watch. But we also know the playoffs are different. The playoffs are a different brand of basketball. There is more one-on-one. Well, there is more, can you defend this guy in certain positions on the floor?
When I go back to my memory, because I go back to the last couple of years, and there were times where I was fit to be tied and angry. And I was angry at Kobe Altman and all the other things. And I think Kobe Altman's proving that he's done a fine job assembling this. With Mike Gansey, done a fine job of assembling the current roster as it is. Even though, boy, we've been through it a little bit here. And Ty Jerome, when healthy, has been able to play pretty nicely for him. I know that it's been a little bit up and down here recently, but, you know, I get what people are saying. But I had to go back to, I think it might have been Justin himself going, Ken, you remember, the teams had to break through that wall. The Cavs had to break through that wall with LeBron. And you go back to that Golden State team, they had Mark Jackson. People thought they had reached the ceiling with Mark Jackson. They bring in Steve Kerr. We have J.B. Bickerstaff. People who believe that we have reached a ceiling with J.B. Bickerstaff. These are builders, not guys who finish off the job. They brought in Steve Kerr. We bring in Kenny Atkinson. And we are seeing a different Evan Mobley. And for all we know, J.B.'s probably sitting there going, yeah, this is stuff I wanted him to do. He just wasn't ready to do it. That's fair. He's doing a good job up in Detroit. What did you say? They've won 11 of their last 13. So he's doing a fine job up in Detroit. Nothing against J.B. Bickerstaff at all in this argument. But there is such a thing as a building coach and a guy that gets you over the top. And maybe this is the guy, and maybe this is the Cavaliers' time. That, yeah, you had to run into the wall a few times. We ran into the Knicks. We ran into the Celtics. Is this the year we take something away from the Celtics? They can't win it every year, can they?
And they are. The Cavs are definitely paying for what happened 2 years ago when they were out-toughed against the Knicks, which a different coach.
That sticks in our memory.
It was a different coach, but still... We had heard, you know, the comments from some of the players and the lights are too bright and all that. And it's the same core group that last year really struggled to beat an up-and-coming, to their credit, Orlando team, but nobody was taken seriously. So I think that's part of it. They have kind of been disappointing in the playoffs. Not kind of. They have been. The Cavs have been disappointing in the playoffs. Even the Colin Sexton year, you know, they...
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
The Colin Sexton years.
Yeah, that was a...
Just, they have not been able to...
Kind of fell off and then ended up in the play-in.
Yeah, and they've not been able to achieve... In the rounds that seem to matter the most to people these days. You know, it's like, hey, let's be honest. College basketball, nobody cares about regular season college basketball anymore. It's only what you do in the tournament. And that's what you're hired and fired for ultimately. Well, the NBA has kind of turned into that. It's not really interesting to anybody. Like, Golden State won 72 games in 2016. They didn't win the championship, and they got made fun of relentlessly. I mean, if the Cavs have an unbelievable record and then lose in the playoffs in the first or second round, they'll be maybe even in the Eastern Conference Finals, they'll be ripped.
216-474-0092. Do you think the Cavs are disrespected? I thought the league was disrespected, but I hear that and I go, man, it's hard for me not to get emotional about that. Zach in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I mean, the Cavs are always, and Cleveland in general, anytime we're on national TV, we're always getting disrespected, man. They're always, you know, when the Browns lose a big game, they're always playing the drive, the fumble.
I actually don't think they do that anymore.
Right?
I mentioned that a few years ago. I think they've retired that video.
Well, I don't know, man. ESPN runs that a lot. But the point I'm trying to make is this is what's going to happen. Win or lose, right? Like, if we win, they'll talk a little bit about the Cavs in the postgame and how the Cavs play good team basketball and this and that and the other. And then it'll go back to SGA because he's the face of that team, right? Like him and Donovan Mitchell are the faces of each team.
Mm-hmm,
But there's a lot of talk about SGA and how he could be the next face of the league. And the Thunder is like a super super young team. Cavs are young too, but we got some older guys, and the Cavs have played together. Everybody's watched them lose in the playoffs on national TV, so they've seen this team. If we lose, then it's going to be, is this team going to be able to stack up against Boston in the East? They got the best record, but They can't beat good teams. That's going to
well,
be the narrative.
You're going to be bothered. I'll tell you why you're going to be bothered. I have a theory about that. With Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you will be annoyed because I think the league is scrambling to find their next face. I agree
Correct.
With you there.
Yeah.
They have LeBron. LeBron is 40 freaking years old. He can't keep doing it forever.
You see that dunk he did last night, though? That was amazing.
That was amazing.
That was insane, yeah, dude. But, I thought that was like an edited video.
Zach, is Adam Silver going to say something to Drake to have him say something nasty about LeBron so he continues to dunk for the rest of the season? They got to find that next player.
They have to, yeah.
Because, and Zach, thank you very much for the call, because I agree with him at the end. They will talk like crazy in the postgame about him, because Zion Azidi, I don't want to say weight jokes or anything like that. I don't even mean it as a joke, but Zion is not the Zion that they thought he was going to be coming out of Duke. Ja Morant, haven't heard anything about him, thank goodness, but obviously there was some ugliness there. I think that the league wants a player to be the next face. Jokic is here for a job. That's it. That's what he is. I don't think that I think that right now you have a bunch of reluctant people that want to be the face of the league. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might be a guy that they want to be that face. But Evan Mobley is a great player. He's not what he is, what Alexander is, but he's too meek.
He's not going to be the huge figure. Isn't it interesting the bar we have for different sports? Like, is Josh Allen that interesting? I know who he's dating or whatever, but is he that interesting off the field? Is Patrick Mahomes that interesting?
Patrick Mahomes is not really.
He's not in the stratosphere of Travis Kelce.
I think he's pretty damn interesting.
Off the field?
Yeah.
I don't think he is. I think he's kind of boring off the field.
He's a boring guy that married his high school sweetheart and has kids.
He is.
Off the field. He's not Travis Kelce.
He has a lot of people who people find very annoying around him that have also...
But that's not...
You bring that up a lot. I don't think a lot of people talk about that as much as you do right now.
I just brought it up. I brought it up in passing in this conversation. I don't talk about Brittany Mahomes that much or his brother.
But what I'm saying is the NFL, it's a different standard. Like the NBA gets tapped with, you got to find the next stars. You got to find the next stars. The NFL just always will have the top quarterbacks
the
on the top
the
teams.
Star
and
in
it
the
doesn't
NFL.
Matter. Doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't even matter if 70 quarterbacks play in a year. If the Super Bowl was played between two backup quarterbacks, would there be any lesser rating? No.
No.
And by the way, no. I am not into the wild card matchups this weekend, really. 10 point favorites in one game. What, the Broncos in that other game? I'm not interested in these games. They're not that interesting, but the rating will be massive.
The NBA is a star-driven league. You got to have somebody. And right now, I don't know who to pass the baton on to if you're the NBA. There is no... Exactly. All I mean, we're sitting there going, who is it? So that's why, Gilgeous-Alexander might be that guy. So, you're going to be annoyed.